Welcome in. Tom Giordano pinch hitting for Lou Dobbs. And I don't know if one of those commercials will have the big giant ribbon on it out there Christmas time, and it'll be a Chevy Volt. It ought to, though. Our guest, I think, is going to lay out how much the Chevy Volt, the green car, has actually cost taxpayers. James Homan is Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He joins us here on the Lou Dobbs program. Hey, James, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, James, how does the calculation, how do you come up with the fact that you think the car, each Chevy Volt, could have cost us as much as $250,000 in state and federal dollars in the incentives behind it?
The first step you do is just laying out all the incentives offered. And you know, these things are public money. Most of them are subject to public disclosure on what's being offered. And this project, from suppliers to assembly to, you know, you even get a $7,500 incentive any time you purchase a Volt, they add up to a lot of money. And when you add up all steps in the process, it wound up being $3 billion. Now, they recently reported that they've sold around 6,000 of these vehicles, and if all $3 billion worth of incentives were tapped, and it's not likely that they are, but it could range up to $250,000 per Volt. Now, again, that's not likely to happen, but if you just took the federal the federal incentives that were being offered to this project and the federal incentive to buy that's already been tapped so far, it would still be $50,000. So it's a huge range of subsidy that's being offered to this vehicle, and I'm not familiar with anything that's received this level of state support since the communist bloc fell.
Well, I've renamed this the Solyndra Mobile, James, versus the Chevy Volt. But here's GM's response. Their guy in Washington says, you know, James, while much less than the hundreds of billions of dollars that the Japanese and Korean auto and battery manufacturers have received over the years, the investments provide several different administrations and Congresses to jumpstart the country's fledgling battery technology and domestic electric vehicle industry. So James Homan, there, take that. It's a good investment.
Yeah, and I actually agree with him that these have been passed bipartisan. Politicians on both sides of the aisle like to put their heads in front of projects that are already moving forward, politicians on both sides of the aisle have said that electric cars are the wave of the future and have rolled out billions of dollars. But when you're talking about the foreign governments that have been sponsoring these things, I think the mother's wisdom is best. Just because your friends are jumping off a bridge doesn't mean you should do too.
Do you see any upside to this, though, James, though, the outrageous? Only 6,000 of them sold despite all the push for this and all the alleged advantages of this. What the heck is holding them back? Is saying America, at this point in time at least, doesn't want these vehicles?
You know, that could be, and I'm sure they're probably going to sell more as time goes by. And as I understand it, the people that actually bought them really enjoy them. But you can really enjoy them without requiring a $50,000 subsidy from the American taxpayer.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. James Homan, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us on the Lou Dobbs Show.
Thanks for having me on, Don.
James Homan, Assistant Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Here's the out question I had around that. Did you go hybrid? I was talking during the break with our producers, executive producers, and others, saying that it wasn't a genius on the part of the Prius to put that symbol on there. And everybody said, boy, this is an environmentally sensitive person, not some big behemoth coming down in a Hummer or an SUV. Has that changed? Is there still a rub you get if you use a car that is environmentally sensitive? You know, is there any message that car says? Do we have any Chevy Volt owners? And I'm looking at the math, and I think James has the better of it versus GM. It does appear that these vehicles, it is outrageous how much we have to incentivize people in order to drive these vehicles. It ought to be they look better, they work better, and that people want to do the right thing on top of that. If you have all those three things going, they ought to be flying off the lots. So has America gotten away from the big SUV? Have we started to go toward this? And all we need, the theory is a little bit more of a bump, a little bit more of an incentive. If we just get people out there, if we have more than 6,000 Chevy Volts rolling down the highways and byways, more people are going to come up and say, hey, you know, what's that vehicle? What kind of mileage do you get? They'll be talking about it. And that's the way to stimulate it? Is there that kind of buzz? I don't think so. Does America really want this? What's the problem with it? 877-55-DOBBS. I'd love to know from you, did you ever consider going this way? And what is it that prevents you from going for that? 877-55-DOBBS. We'll take those calls next. Dom Giordano, pinch hitting for Lou Dobbs.